get out of the way and let the art happen. So first of all, please go ahead and silence your cell phones. That would be really excellent for the good of all, right? Another thing, this is clearly the best place to be, but if for any reason that changes and you need to get out of here, there is an exit from whence you came in. There is also one, sneaky one, through the back curtain. Go down this hallway, you'll hit a yellow wall, turn left, and there is a door there, I promise you. There is usually art in the lobby, there is not right now. So if you are an artist or you know a visual artist that would like to display their art, you can talk to me or Jeff at the bar and we will set you up with a curator, Sophie. And last but not least, we are a relatively new theater. We've been around for 2 years now, which is a huge success, and it would not be possible without some sponsors. So I'm going to rattle off a few sponsors, and if at the end you could give a big cheer as if you know them personally, that would really help me out, as if you're really good friends with each of them. So first of all, is Seattle's sexiest in arts gang, the Libertinis. We have 3 improv groups. They are Duck Duck Scissors, 50% Less Fair, and Being Humans. We have a really awesome podcast, The Seattle Files, with Chris Allen, and you should totally listen to it. If you need a haircut, hey, I do too. You should go over to Capitol Hill and go to Emerson Salon. And last but not least, if you know an artist or you are a performing artist, which probably one of or two of those things is true, and you want to tour your work, you should talk to Minion Productions. Okay, boring stuff is all done. Now please open your hearts for Ogopogo.
Those who don't know, Ogopogo is a variety lit series that's been around for about almost a year now that I curate and organize with Brian Renfield from Babel Salvage, publisher. That's pretty much the gist of that introduction. So we're going to jump into the introduction of our first feature here. Matilda Bernstein Sycamore is the author of a memoir and 2 novels and the editor of 5 nonfiction anthologies. Her most recent title, The End of San Francisco, won a Lambda Literary Award. She recently finished a 3rd novel, Sketch to See, and she's ready to tantalize you with a preview.
So all you need to know about the book is it takes place in Boston in 1995. The narrator is a 22-year-old queen. And I'm going to read from a chapter towards the end. The chapter is called Boys in the Sand. And at this point, I'm going to read from the middle of the chapter. And the narrator, Alexa, has just met someone in a cruising park and gone back to his house to do a bunch of drugs. So this is in the midst of all the drugs. Bobby comes back with a cocktail and a huge glass. Something ridiculous. It's almost too heavy to hold. I think the ecstasy is starting to kick in. Seems pretty fast, so maybe it's the K. Bobby's running all over the room. I can't tell what he's doing, but it's pretty fun to watch. You get really calm, he says. You get really calm on it. You just calm the fuck down like it's all so easy. Yeah, so easy. You just calm the fuck down. The lights are starting to go in and out of my eyes, and Bobby's doing that thing where he moves his hands back and forth in front of my face like a tunnel. And then when I do it to him, he goes, whoa, whoa. So I go, whoa, whoa. And I guess now we're kind of at the same level. Level 42. What does that mean? Why 42? 42, he says. How'd you know? Yeah, boy, I'm 42. Old enough to be your father. Except, wait a second here. I'm 52. How does that make you feel? Whoa, whoa, let's go for a ride. Is there anything you've always wanted to do but never had the balls to? I hate it when someone says balls. So I just sit there watching Bobby going, whoa, whoa, ooh, 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 whoa. And I can't tell if he's making fun of me, but then he says, wait, wait, have you ever seen Boys in the Sand? It's porn, when porn was art. From the 70s, before you were born. I've got it on Super 8. I can take out my projector and set it up. Bobby doesn't wait for my answer. He just starts setting up the projector, so I figure it's a good time to do more K and take off my shoes. Bobby says, "You go, boy. You go, you go, you go." And I realize the carpet is like a sponge, a really soft sponge. Feels so good with the disco ball lights taking the paint off the walls and swirling it around the room. "Make yourself comfortable," Bobby keeps saying. "And it's kind of hot in here. Maybe I will take off my shirt." "Yeah," Bobby says. "Yeah, you go." I lean back on the sofa. The fabric's so cool on my skin. And I really want to take off my pants, but I'm way too high to have sex. So I say, "Bobby." And he says, "Yes, yes." And I say, "Bobby, I'm having so much fun." He says, "Ooh, boy, that's great. That's why you're here." And I say, "I think I'm going to take my pants off, but I don't want to have sex. Is that okay?" And he says, of course that's okay, dearie. Why don't we get naked and make ourselves comfortable?" And I say, "I think I'm going to keep my boxers on." And Bobby says, "Okay, I'll keep my jockeys on." Oh, I love this movie already. The title's written in the sand. If I sit down on the carpet, I can pretend I'm writing in the sand too. What should I write? Hello. Hello. It takes longer than I thought it would to write in the sand sponge carpet. Pretend I'm at the beach with the lights swirling around the splatter paint sky in this movie. The way you hear the birds in the trees as leaves alternate between light and dark. And what beach is this? Fire Island, Bobby says. And now I understand why people go there. But what is this awful music? Can we turn the other music back on? Hello, hello. Wait, now it's night already. That was fast. Night on the beach, this guy in the sky with his shiny chest glowing. Okay, daytime again. And the ocean, I love the ocean. Green and blue, and wait, now it's night again. I'm getting confused, so I look at Bobby to see if he notices, and oh, his eyes. Now he's behind me, rubbing my back, this guy's back, shaved head. Before I thought he was kind of cheesy with the 70s denim look, but now Bobby's rubbing his back. This is fun. Some boys running towards us from the ocean. And then we just see his hand feeling that guy up. I'm feeling that guy up, and now his head goes down. Before I wasn't sure about facial hair, but he's much hotter than the guy from the ocean. A mermaid, but without scales. I miss the scales, and oh, Bobby's on his knees with my dick in his mouth, and how did this happen? Bobby has a shaved head, too. How come I didn't notice that before? I guess his hat. Where did that hat go? Was it red? Now I'm laughing because it's funny. With Bobby down there between my legs, the way he's grinding into the carpet and trying to get me hard. I'm not gonna get hard, I already told you. But he puts my hand on his skin so warm as these guys step into the woods and they're making out. Wow, I love it when the blonde one rubs his hand through the back of the other guy's head down his chest, but it makes me nervous that neither of them is hard. Maybe they're on ecstasy too. And here's Bobby's mouth like a fish. I kind of want to lie down. But now Bobby's standing up with his dick in my face. Wow, it's huge. But Bobby, stop. I told you I'm too high. Okay, Bobby says, and goes into the kitchen. Oh, the blonde guy in this lighting. Now I get it. Here's where he's actually hot. The sun illuminating space through the trees. And now it's his ass pumping away, and oh, okay, now he's hard. But his dick isn't as big as Bobby's. What would I do with a dick that big? It's too big, and the camera keeps going back into the trees, sparkling with the sun. And now someone's getting fucked, but I can't tell who it is, and then the trees. Oh, wait. Now the blonde guy's jerking off on the other guy's face, mouth open to take all that cum, so much cum, and then he rubs it all over his face. Wow, the 70s. Now they're making out again, and then the one with the shaved head is getting his dick sucked, and the music is really religious. Like a choir. Or the Sound of Music, or the Mormon Tabernacle. When I was in fourth grade, I wrote a report on the Mormon temple, like a fairy castle, except they wanted you to convert. And oh, Bobby's sucking my dick again. I'm in the movie with the disco lights and splatter paint, and this guy's jerking off while everything flashes. We're flashing on the disco ball, rolling down the beach, and he takes his cock ring off. I don't like cock rings anyway, but he puts it on the other guy's arm and then runs away. But where are you going? Oh, into the water. Wait, you disappeared. I miss you. Now, Bobby, stop, stop. You're going to miss the movie. The blonde guy puts on his clothes and walks down the beach. What a pretty beach with trees right at the water. And here's another wave. Let's go swimming. But now the blonde guy's dressed. Why did he get dressed? He's by the harbor in white jeans. He must bleach those jeans a lot. It's hard to find white jeans without stains. Grass or dirt or ketchup and mustard. Oil and vinegar or car oil. Oily handprints, wine, egg yolk, dog shit, dead bugs or chewing gum or melted chocolate or cum. Someone else's or your own. Or what about sand? Maybe the ocean doesn't stain. Where is he now? I asked Bobby, who's behind me again, although I can still feel his lips in my crotch, but how does he do that? Now that he's behind me, Bobby, where are we now? Still Fire Island. I want to take you there sometime. I'm on a ride on the boardwalk, like the teacups. Not something scary. Bobby, I haven't even made it to Provincetown. Now the guy in the movie is petting a dog, so I can pet my legs. Woof, woof, and Bobby's moving my hands. Whose hands? Look, my hands. And this guy's reading a newspaper called Gay. Is that a real paper? And Bobby says, have some more K. I like the sound of the projector more than this music. And Bobby says, ooh, ooh, I have something special for you. Just what you need to relax. And he runs back in the kitchen. Now this guy's writing a letter. And is that a wedding ring? Why would anyone get married? A mineral on the table, pyrite like gold, fool's gold, my grandmother said, but I always thought it was prettier than gold. And now this guy's walking around naked. We can walk around naked together on the carpet, beach, swimming pool, sand, smooth feet. I like the feeling of your feet. So soft and bouncy and cool. But now he puts his pants on to send a letter. I don't want to put on pants. This is confusing. And Bobby's back with a big glass of orange juice for me, just me. Now he has his briefs on again. That's better. Where are my boxers? What a pretty purple glass. purple and orange, and I'm watching the lights on the glass and the juice, and this guy's swimming as the calendar starts to burn. Why is the calendar burning? You're beautiful, Bobby says, like one of those sculptures, a Michelangelo. Did anyone ever tell you that? And now there's a kid running on the beach with a dog. Just after sunset, and the calendar is floating in the water. I wish we could go swimming. The water is purple bubbles. And Bobby says, go ahead. Drink your orange juice, fresh squeeze. But there's so, so much. And I'm finally in the water. I can feel it pouring through me, so warm. I love this music through the path in the trees. Where does this path lead? Oh, back to the beach, and I'm in the water floating away. The heat from the sun on my skin, I'm floating away, a kid with a kite at the post office. I'm running naked through the woods. And the drums, the matches, fire in the woods in a glass case. I'm bubbling in the water, swimming through my skin in the music. Whose heart pumping so fast in the dark with the lights? I'm spinning. Everything's red in the shadows of the trees and the sand in the ocean. We're in a sauna, sweating in the bubbles, floating through the tunnel, the music, my body, and Bobby's saying, yes, that's the sound of his hands. The tunnel's so bright and dark, inside and outside. I'm a gymnast bending into new shapes, rolling on the beach over and around the pole. Where's the pole? I think I can stay balanced, my body opening the water and through the woods and into the softest wave I've ever felt. I want to stay here with the water floating through me. And when I wake up, wait, have I been sleeping? Bobby's kissing me and saying, yes, yes. And I look for the movie again. Oh, it's Upside Down. Someone's reading the newspaper called Gay. Everyone reads that paper now. I close my eyes and Bobby's saying, yes, yes. And is he fucking me? Wait, I'm on a deck reading the paper. Inside the paper is more paper. I keep opening and opening until the water comes through the sky, the stars so bright and night. This tunnel through the trees and, oh, a little window. I'm climbing through the window into the other side of the sky, another window. Something in my mouth bubbles, blow, bubbles blow. I'm on the elevator going backwards, fast through the stars. And on the other side is light. The sun, the beach, and now the water. Backwards through the water, the waves, my body shaking in the waves. And how am I breathing? The elevator shooting through the water, back stroke, side stroke, fancy diving too. Oh, wouldn't it be so lovely to be.
Matilda again, please.
Woo!